Just two decades ago, advertising in the Czech Republic was in its infancy, the communist regime never having felt the need to advertise goods of which there was a shortage anyway. The process of developing Western-style advertising has not been without teething problems, one of them being sexist adverts. The civic association Hnutí Nesehnutí has decided to fight the problem by organizing a rather unusual advertising contest. Christian Falvey has the story.
Advertisers in the Czech Republic, listen up for a special one-of-a-kind offer. The Brno Civic Association, Hnutí Nesehnutí, is holding a contest for the most sexist advertisement, and yours may well meet the conditions. The prize, a caramel pig. Alžbeta Možišová, one of the contest's organizers, explains.
The main focus of the campaign is to raise awareness of the fact that sexism is everywhere around us. People can send us their tips to advertisements which they find sexist, and then we will choose the one which is the most sexist advertising. It's part of the wider campaign against sexism because there hasn't been any systematic campaign against the topic of sexism.
There is no shortage of competitors for the sexist piggy prize. There's the gratuitous bum on an ad for plastic windows, and the girl with a cardboard box between her legs in an ad for, well, cardboard boxes. But the hottest candidate at present seems to be a Brno billboard for used cars, showing an attractive 51-year-old woman in a bikini and announcing, "You don't have to be afraid of old rides." The advertiser's argument is clear. Women attract attention, sex sells, and that's a fact of commerce. But does that mentality encourage sexism in society?
I don't think that advertisements really make society more sexist, but of course it strengthens stereotypes which already are here. So that's why we like to point it out that it's not only words, it's not only fun, but it can have some consequences. Like when you see all these stereotypical images of men and women, you know, in the typical gender roles, and those images of human body reduced to some objects, it gives you some kind of message that this is all right, that this is the reality that we should live in. But I think that it's important to find new meanings and to work with other images that are not based on these stereotypes.
For feminist poet and activist Anne Waldman, sex in advertising runs both ways. Since the prospective customer is anyone, black, white, male, female, gay, straight, advertising has also put issues of race and sexuality directly in the public eye and made people more familiar and tolerant of things that were once taboo. But it abuses gender roles as well, and she believes the sexist piggy prize may be a good way to go about combating that form of sexism.
I think what can your outrage be? I mean, it's hard to stop this kind of thing, but, you know, speaking out, having a kind of counter proposal, working with humor is good. And I think it can, you know, sometimes these things are very slow, but it can change perception. I mean, it's very hard to regulate and have laws. I'm very careful about issues of freedom of speech and certain kinds of civil rights around censorship and so on. But people should get it. People should get that it's not, appropriate.
Censorship, of course, is a possibility always on the table but infrequently employed. Last year, for example, the country's Council for Advertising dealt with 5 cases of sexism, all of which were ultimately dismissed.
Christian Falvey with that report.